Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Well, you know, take it to the limit is pretty appropriate when you think about our next guest, because she has taken women in the outdoors and hunting to the limit. And we're going to go right to the phones. And joining us is one of the Extreme Huntress winners from the past and a competitor again in the Ultimate Extreme Huntress, Jackie Gross Guccini. Is that right? Guccini?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we got it close anyway. It's great to talk to you again.
You too, Mr. Terry. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, I think we met, what, 7 or 8 years ago when you were competing for the Extreme Huntress title back then?
Yes, sir, we certainly did.
And you won that go. You ended up being the Extreme Huntress, went on a trip to Africa. You've been involved with the Extreme Huntress organization now for the last 7 or 8 years. This is your final year, a little bittersweet, I'll bet, but you are involved in a competition. It's the Ultimate Extreme Huntress. Tell me about that.
So the Ultimate Extreme Huntress, it was our 10th year last year, so for our finale. And so what happened was out of the 10 winners, they had chose four of us to compete against each other for the Ultimate Extreme Huntress title. And I was chosen amongst one of the 10 women. And so that's kind of how I got to be here. And then I got to go to compete at the FTW Ranch in San Antonio, and then I got to go back to Zimbabwe, Africa, full expense paid for 22 days, and got to go there. It was all filmed by Firestool Films with Tom Opry. And then right now, as we speak, there's going to have 13 episodes. Tomorrow is going to be the fourth episode, and we'll have episodes from now all the way until January 6th.
And these episodes, people can look at them, and then they can go online and vote. And they can go look at the back episodes, too, but you're releasing like one a week. And it involves all four of you in the outdoors hunting. And what I'm having her on for, folks, is Jackie is Colorado's own representative. She's been involved in the organization. She's given so much to bringing women into the outdoors, been such an inspiration and a role model. We want Colorado to win, Jackie. So we want people to go vote for you. So tell them how they can watch the episodes and how they can vote.
Okay, so thank you for sharing that, because it makes me super excited and a little emotional, you know, just because of our challenge, you know, throughout the years. But so the way that they can go watch them is they could go to extremehuntress.com, and the episodes are live on that website. And also, they're live on Facebook, and you can go to Amazon Prime. So Amazon Prime, you type in Extreme Huntress, and you'll see the episodes there. Now, they're only releasing one a week, so we'll have to stay tuned from, you know, there's three episodes already on Amazon Prime, and then tomorrow the fourth one would be released on the internet. So they're all internet-based. If you miss one episode, you can always go back and watch them. And in order how to vote, it's super simple. You go to extremehuntress.com, you select the voting tab, and please pick Jackie Guccini. I would really appreciate it. You enter your email address, and then you hit vote. And then what will happen is you will receive a confirmation email from CrowdSignal to verify that you are a person and that you're not a robot. And that's how you vote. It's that simple, and then it'll show the percentage of the score that where we're at. And our goal, Mr. Terry, is just to rally it up till January 6th. And if I could get all the support that I can get, and that way I know whenever, you know, they announce it at Dallas Safari Club that, you know, I went all out for a competition that changed my life forever, and all the support with the hunting and fishing world would, you know, be like a dream come true for me.
Well, and you've really, you have a number of years now, once you won that, you didn't just go away and rest on your laurels. You've been out there and actually inspiring women to get in the outdoors. And you do. You hunt. In fact, you're kind of an avid bow hunter, right?
Yes, sir, I am. I love bow hunting. And sometimes, you know, I had a little boy. He's three. I like to get kids out in the wild, whether if it's hunting or in the fishing world. You know, I'm a You know how I love my fishing too. And so, yes, sir, I love archery hunting, anything in the outdoors. And I help a lot of women and children, people who, you know, don't feel very comfortable about maybe hunting on their own. And then they could come to me and lean on me a little bit, and I could build that confidence and build that level where they know what to do and what to expect. You know, we have that little conversation is how can we help women and children or even men, you know, who's never been involved, step that 10 feet away from that camp and feel comfortable going out there and hunting on their own or just, you know, going on a hike. And that's something that I kind of focus on here in our area and just kind of all across the world, to be quite frank with you.
Real quick, tell me a couple things we'll see you doing on some of these episodes.
Okay, you'll be seeing us having precision shooting at the FTW Ranch. We'll have it's extraneous shooting. You're also going to see on the episode the biathlons of us competing against each other. You'll see the different, you know, area of Zimbabwe of the remote, hardcore being in the wild hunting. All of us women, you'll see all of our hunts. You'll see our everyday from eating breakfast to sitting out by the fire and just all of us, you know, wanting to sustain our habitat and talk about the wild of Zimbabwe and what we do as a living and kind of what we do as in general, like what you discussed, you know, just trying to get women involved.
Okay. And now real
quick, going to be throughout the 13 episodes.
All right. Now, other than going and finding the Extreme Huntress program and the website, tell us about your site. Where's the best way to find out more about Jackie?
To find out more about me, I have a few things. You go to Jacqueline Gross Puccini, my personal Facebook page. You can also go to Hunt Like a Mom. That's on Facebook as well. And I have Bow Crazy with Jackie on Facebook and Instagram. And I have Take It On in the Outdoors. That's on Facebook. And you could contact me in any one of those. And like right now, we're preparing a goose hunt for November. And so any of you can contact me that way. And I can reach out and I'll help you in any way that I can.
Well, let's bring our Colorado competitor to be the ultimate extreme huntress before she retires from that organization. Of course, she'll never retire from the outdoors. Jackie, thank you so much. Good luck. It's great having you on.
Thank you, Mr. Terra. I really appreciate it, and I'll see you all soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.